In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
You've probably run across the word at some point if you've read a lot of Orthodox material, particularly on the spiritual life, the word prelest. It's a Russian word that probably is best translated as spiritual self-deception or spiritual delusion. And it's what happens when we embrace a lie, usually about ourselves, and we become willfully blind. Now, when we talk about unbelievers, there are unbelievers who are deluded. You could broadly talk about two kinds of unbelievers. There are those that are just simply ignorant and don't know the truth. And then there are those that willfully resist the truth, because they prefer their sins, they prefer their lifestyle to the truth. And they don't want to know the truth. So the people who are just simply ignorant, when they hear the gospel, are much more likely to respond to it, whereas those that choose to believe the lie rather than the truth are very difficult to bring along. It's difficult to penetrate their ideas because they don't want to know what the truth is. But it's not just unbelievers who are in danger of being deluded. Just after the gospel reading that we just heard, Christ had one final exchange with the Pharisees, those Pharisees that were rejecting him, because it's interesting to note that some Pharisees were making the case, well, how could a man work such miracles if he were a sinner? And some Pharisees became Christians and became part of the early church. But of those Pharisees that rejected Christ, there was this final exchange. It says, "And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into the world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth." The blind man knew that he was blind. He never claimed to know anything that he didn't absolutely know. When he was interrogated, he didn't claim to know anything about the person that healed him other than what he did know. And he was also completely humble. When Christ came to him and put clay in his eyes and told him to go to the pool of Siloam, he didn't argue and ask what the purpose of it was. He just simply went. And it must have been quite a sight to see, because a blind man stumbling through the streets with mud on his eyes would have caught people's attention. And he goes to this pool, and he washes his eyes, and he's healed. He didn't question it. He just did what Christ told him to do. And after his physical eyes were opened, his spiritual eyes began to open. When he was first questioned about Christ, he said, "A man named Jesus healed me." And then when he was questioned further, he spoke of Christ as being a prophet. And finally, when Christ came to him, at the end of the gospel reading, he recognized him as the Son of God. The Pharisees that rejected Christ, on the other hand, had decided already that they were going to reject him. They'd already agreed that anyone who said he was the Messiah was going to be kicked out of the synagogues. And despite the fact that they were presented with undeniable proof of a miracle, and when it was demonstrated beyond the shadow of any reasonable doubt that this was a true miracle and there was no fakery involved in it, they still persisted in their rejection of Christ. They thought that they knew best. They thought that they understood the things of God, and they were God's spokesman, and nothing could penetrate their preconceived ideas. And so Christ tells them that if they had acknowledged their spiritual blindness, they would be without sin. But because they claimed spiritual insight that they didn't have, their sin remained. Now, one of the things about Orthodox spirituality that you'll find in stark contrast with what you'll read from Protestants or Roman Catholics when they talk about the spiritual life is that our fathers and the saints of the church, when they talk about the spiritual life, constantly warn about spiritual self-deception. It's constantly found in the sayings of the Desert Fathers and the lives of the saints and in their spiritual writings. We're warned that the demons will often tempt us. They tempt us to extremes. On the one hand, they might tempt us to extreme doubt and despair, that God doesn't love us, that God won't save us, that we should just give it up. But for other people, they will tempt them to believe that they've attained things that they haven't obtained, and they puff them up with spiritual pride, and then once their minds are deluded and they believe things about themselves that are not true, then they're able to embrace all kinds of error because they think they know better than the rest of the church. Christ tells us elsewhere in the Gospels that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The path to salvation is to recognize the truth of who Christ is and also the truth of who we are. We are sinners. We are spiritually blind. Without Christ, we have no hope. But Christ came to save sinners, and he desires our salvation. The entire gospel is summed up in the Jesus Prayer, which is why it's such a central part of Orthodox spirituality and why it should be something that you constantly pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In this prayer, we acknowledge who Christ is. We're asking for his mercy, and when we say this prayer, we know that he will be merciful because he has promised to do so. We simply need to come to Christ, recognize that we are blind, ask him to open up our eyes, and he will heal us, open up the eyes of our heart, and as long as we continue to trust him and to follow him, he will lead us by the hand on the path of salvation. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.